As I was preparing to leave, I heard Kate call my name. I turned around and, to my horror, saw her walking up with Jake. No. Oh, God, no. Instantly, I felt weak in the knees. Jake stared at me impassively with that face, with those eyes, wary of another Sarah episode, no doubt. Swooning girls must surround the guy all the time, and I got the impression he did not entirely appreciate the adoration. I was determined not to be that girl. I just wanted to introduce you guys. Jake, this is my very good friend, Casey Caldwell. She'll be your partner for the ceremony tomorrow. She can fill you in on anything you missed at the rehearsal. Jake politely reached out his hand. I put mine in his.
Nice to meet you, he said.
You too, I managed to say before I gazed up at his gorgeous, famous face, and for some reason, all rational thought left my brain. For probably the first time in my life, I became hopelessly and completely tongue-tied. I could not come up with even one tiny thing to say to Jake. Not only was I not that girl, I wasn't even a girl who could carry on a normal conversation with the guy. Jake let go of my hand and looked away, no doubt sensing the awkwardness too. An uncomfortable silence followed. Panic took over. My list. What the hell was on my list? The three of us stood there uneasily for a few seconds before Kate prodded, Casey, maybe you can tell Jake what he missed. Yeah, sure, I mumbled. Then I had to think. What had we even done in the rehearsal? My mind was a giant blank. More silence. Okay, so I'll leave you guys to it. I have to talk to my mom about the wedding before she leaves, Kate claimed, before scurrying away like a coward. Kate just left me dangling off the ledge. What a traitor. Jake and I watched her walk away. I had a feeling he felt as betrayed by her as I did. Reluctantly, he turned back to me. Jake cleared his throat.
So, is there anything out of the ordinary I need to know? Or is the wedding pretty standard fare?
And then he did it. He scanned the crowd looking for his brother to come and save him from me. Oh, no, you don't, asshole. You will not reduce me to a Sarah. All of a sudden, my voice returned. Jake McAllister was about to meet the real Casey Caldwell. Yes, pretty standard wedding fare. Except, you know, for the dance moves at the end. This got Jake's attention immediately. Where he might not have really noticed me before, Jake gaped at me now, his eyes opened wide with surprise and confusion.
What do you mean, the dance moves?
You know, at the end, the whole wedding party. We're all doing that dance. The color nearly drained from Jake's face. He looked truly shocked. He was shaking his head.
No, nobody told me.
Now, any normal person would have shut it down there. I mean, this was Jake McAllister, a goddamn worldwide celebrity, who was certainly not known for having a sunny personality. But oh no, not me. I had the unfortunate disease others had referred to as verbal diarrhea. Once I got started, the words just poured out of me. Yeah, they surprised us with it at the rehearsal this afternoon. Have you ever seen on the internet where the whole wedding party dances down the aisle in celebration? I asked.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jake stumbled over his words. Well, that's basically what we'll be doing, I continued in a pleasant, conversational tone of voice. Jake just stared at me in consternation before saying,
I just can't believe no one said anything to me.
Well, I think it was a last-minute thing, you know?
Still, I mean, you'd think that's something they'd mention, he replied, shaking his head.
His eyebrows were furrowed in frustration. The initial shock was wearing off, and now Jake just looked pissed. It was definitely time to stop. He was getting agitated. It was entirely possible he wouldn't find my little prank humorous. Best case scenario, he laughed. Worst case scenario, he would seek a restraining order against me. That should have been enough for me to shut the hell up, but nope. Instead, I just upped the ante. Yeah, that is weird, huh? Anyway, no worries. The dance is really easy. I'll teach you. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, hop. then skip, then back, 2, 3, 4, hop, then skip. See? It's pretty easy. To illustrate my terribly choreographed fake dance, I did a ridiculous stand-in-place version. My arms were flailing all over the place, and my feet were doing something close to Irish dancing. Jake's mouth dropped open in horrified incredulity as he watched me. You want to practice? My rock star partner stared at me like I had two rotating heads before regaining his composure and shaking his own head in annoyance.
No, not really.
Okay, suit yourself. Oh, shoot, I almost forgot. At the end, just as we leave the church, we all have to jump in the air and click our heels together.
What?
Jake blurted out with a seriously irritated look on his face. I'd crossed the line of his tolerance.
Are you serious?
He asked me, not so much as a question, but as a complaint. He'd just given me the cue I needed to end my little ruse. I smiled, shook my head, and answered,
No.
It took a few seconds for my response to register with Jake.
Wait, are you kidding?
He asked in disbelief. Yeah, I'm just kidding, I grinned. No dancing, just your standard wedding fare. Jake stared at me in surprise. No, total shock. And for a second, I worried that the worst-case scenario was about to become reality. But then a smile, so dazzling and so sincere, spread across his handsome face, and he said,
Seriously? You were just messing with me?
We were having an awkward moment, I grinned, shrugging. I thought it might lighten the mood. No way was I going to tell him my true motivation behind the prank. Jake stared at me a second before he started laughing. Oh, thank God. The tightness in my chest immediately eased. Jake was smiling. He actually thought it was funny, and he visibly relaxed in front of me. This was the same Jake who laughed with his brothers. I could handle this Jake.